Welcome to the STC Daily Podcast. This year, having already looked at Acts and Ephesians, we're focusing on some other New Testament letters. If this podcast encourages you, why not pass on the link?
Tuesday the 21st of July. Hi everyone, it's Mick here. Welcome to Tuesday's podcast at STC. Our reading today is 2 John chapter 1 verses 1 to 6. You can hear this passage after the prayer and before our worship song. This week's theme is godly purpose. In other words, what is the Lord's will for my life? And more specifically, the Lord's will for this week and this day. With this in mind, our focus today and tomorrow is truth and love. Yesterday, confidence. Today, truth and love. Verse 3 of our reading says this: Grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and from Jesus Christ, the Father's Son, will be with us in truth and love. A reflection for today. First, a little reminder of the context here and who John is. You may recall that his father was Zebedee, and John, with his brother James, were known as the Sons of Thunder, Mark chapter 3. John wrote his gospel first, then these three letters to small house churches in Asia Minor, modern-day Turkey, and then finally Revelation, which is the last book of the Bible, while in exile on the island of Patmos. He was a young fisherman when he first met and followed Jesus, so he knew Jesus. He could personally testify to the incarnation. However, by the time of writing these letters, John was an old man or an elder in the church, as you'll hear quoted in the letters. So here's a question: why write this short letter at all? Well, 2 John was written at the same time as 1 John, and actually 3 John, the third letter, which we're going to hear later in the week. This was about AD 85 or 95, in that 10-year period, not quite sure, more specifically. So this was about 50 years or so after the resurrection of Jesus. And his first letter is to encourage the church in their faith and challenge a false teaching called Gnosticism, which comes from a Greek word gnosis, which means knowledge. And these false teachers were saying that our salvation and new life didn't just depend on Jesus, but you needed more, a kind of special knowledge. And in this second letter, he says, look, I'm sending out my evangelists now to counter this false teaching and spread the true message of Jesus to these small churches, these church communities. The term lady in this letter that you'll hear is probably code for one of these small house churches and is used in case this letter was intercepted. Yes, it's all very James Bond, isn't it? So he says, beware of scallywags who will preach a false message and lead you astray. And I think this is so pertinent for today. In my 30 years as a church leader, I've seen a liberal gospel take hold in the church. A watered-down gospel which seeks to accommodate everyone, challenge no one for fear of giving offence, and so be a religious irrelevance to the world. So what does this letter have to say to us now? Well, John speaks of truth and love, and this is so relevant, as I've said, for today. Truth is seemingly no longer objective today, but primarily subjective, and is made to fit my personal lifestyle. In other words, if my truth is okay for me, then that's all that really matters. Well, as Christians, we believe that Jesus is the truth, John 14, verse 6, and that his truth, yes, is both personal but public. In other words, if the gospel is true for me, then it's true for you and for all people. Love. Well, love is not just a feeling or an emotion, as many see it today, but a practical reality of service and sacrifice. Every day, we are to know and speak truth and to live a life of love. Truth means reality, not illusion. Love means choosing God's way in all situations. And choosing the way of Jesus often means preferring others before ourselves. That's why real love is a sacrifice. And an axiom, that's a modern-day proverb, something to live by, we have used here as a team at STC, is that as Christians we are to, quote, have tough skins but soft hearts. In other words, as a follower of Jesus, we need to be tough to take the knocks but always have a big heart of compassion. And this helps us to engage with another axiom or truth we use here, which is this: hard decisions and soft process. It means that there are times in our lives when we have to speak truth, which means making really tough decisions which will affect other people, be it in our workplace, our family, our church. However, we then act in love to help those involved to find the best way through that decision and bring a good and godly outcome. Because all truth and no love is rigid and hard, and all love and no truth is soft and often chaotic. And I believe that both these are often the way of the world. However, John gives another way: truth tempered by love, and love strengthened by truth. This is the way of the kingdom of God, and this is the way of Jesus. And John encourages this godly, better way of truth and love in verse 3. Listen to the Message Bible translation here of verse 1. I, your pastor, love you in very truth, and I'm not alone, for everyone who knows the truth that has taken up permanent residence in us loves you also. Knowing and experiencing love and truth in the everydayness of our lives is our aim as followers of Jesus. Remember this today as we take hold of our godly purpose: truth tempered by love, and love strengthened by truth. It's the best and only way to live. Here's a prayer for today. Lord Jesus, as I step into this day with the people I will meet and the decisions I will make, help me to remember that as your disciple, you have given me a hard skin to speak truth, but always a soft heart to offer love. Amen. 2 John chapter 1 verses 1 through 6 from the NIV Bible. The elder, to the lady chosen by God and to her children, whom I love in the truth, and not only I, but also all who know the truth, because of the truth which lives in us and will be with us forever. Grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and from Jesus Christ the Father's Son will be with us in truth and love. It has given me great joy to find some of your children walking in the truth, just as the Father commanded us. And now, dear lady, I'm not writing you a new command, but one we have had from the beginning. I ask that we love one another. And this is love, that we walk in obedience to his commands. As you have heard from the beginning, his command is that you walk in love. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Worthy of every song we could ever sing. Worthy of all the praise we could ever bring. Worthy of every breath we could ever breathe. We live for you. Jesus, the name above every other name. Jesus, the only one who could ever save. Worthy of every breath we could ever breathe. We live for you. Oh, we live for you. Holy, there is no one like you. There is none. Jesus, the name above every other name. Jesus, the only one who could ever save. Worthy of every breath we could ever breathe, we live for you.